Hi, friend, and welcome to the Unapologetic Entrepreneur Podcast, a place for passionate entrepreneurs just like yourself who are looking to create a business that integrates into your life instead of taking over it. So let me ask you something. How would it feel to unapologetically chase your definition of success? See, I'm on a mission to do this, and I want you to come along with me in becoming an unapologetic entrepreneur. This is someone who has defined success on their terms and is committed to setting boundaries and making progress towards achieving that success. I'm your host, Amanda McKinney, and after several years of entrepreneurship, I found myself chasing someone else's definition of success, and I actually couldn't answer the question, what does success look like for you, Amanda? This started me on a journey to understanding this answer for myself, and I now understand that our definition of success, it evolves over time. But the key is to always know what our definition is in each season of our life. And on this podcast, I am dedicated to exploring how other entrepreneurs have shown up unapologetically and sharing my journey, of course, too. So pop in those earbuds so we can explore topics such as success, goals, mindset, of course, marketing, and money. You will walk away inspired through stories and ready to take action through clearly defined steps. So let's dig in. Hi, friend. So I recently taught a live planning series where I walked amazing entrepreneurs through the process of resiliently planning for their business. We went through setting a 90-day goal, adjusting so that you can get back on track when life throws you a curveball, and of course, accountability as well, so that they would truly be set up for success. But maybe you missed these live sessions, and if that's the case, I want you to know that there is a DIY version available on my website right now. You can find all the information at amandamckinney.com/plan, and because you're a loyal podcast listener, I want you to be able to save 20%. So if you use the code UE20, you'll receive 20% off. Again, you can find everything at amandamckinney.com/plan. But even if you don't want the entire planning course, I wanted to ensure that you have a resource for setting a realistic for you 90-day business goal. So what I did is I stripped out that section and I'm sharing it here today on the podcast. So in the next 20 minutes, you're going to learn the step-by-step process to setting a 90-day realistic for you goal, meaning you can actually achieve it and you actually want to achieve it. So be sure to bookmark this episode because you're going to want to come back to this process each and every 90 days. And if you enjoy this episode, please do me a huge favor and share this with another entrepreneur friend, because sharing this helps me reach more people who are looking to create a profitable and productive business. And that's my goal. And you get to help me achieve that goal by sharing this podcast episode. So enjoy this episode. And since I have a sign off at the end of the goal setting section, that's where I'm going to leave the end of the episode. So until next time, give yourself permission to set a realistic for you goal and grace along the way. I'll talk to you soon. So as I was thinking about this training in particular, I thought this is really what we end up going through on a regular basis. So we plan, we get really excited. And I don't know about how you plan, but for me, I set my room up. I probably have a candle lit. Like if there's great music going, like it's an ideal situation for me to be planning. Because that's the creative aspect that helps me get in that mood of, you know, I think about you. I do everything I can to know as much about you because you are my client. I want to help you build your business, be profitable in your business. Like that's what I want to do. So everything, when I think about planning for my business, I start grounding myself and thinking about you. Everything starts from that. And so I surround myself with things that let me remember you and what you need and all the surveys I've taken, like from you all, like all of that. And so we have this ideal situation. And then we create the awesome plan. We start taking action with the plan, which is awesome. And we're making that momentum happen. And it's super great. And then inevitably, life throws us a curveball. Now, sometimes that curveball is someone walking into the office and interrupting a really creative moment, right? And it throws you off for like an hour or even 5 minutes, but it throws you off and it's really hard to get back on track. Another thing that can happen is a bigger thing. So maybe you have a life circumstance where someone in your family has to go into the hospital and you want to be there with them. And it takes not just an hour, it takes days, it takes months. There's a long string of time where it's really hard to get back into the swing of things when it comes to work. Or maybe there's a natural disaster in your area. We're going through so much in the world, right? We can see something on the news and it can throw us off for the rest of the day because it's so disturbing. Like anything can distract us from making progress on our business goals, especially because you have created a business that allows you the time, freedom, and the flexibility to focus on what really matters to you. It's that family member that is going into the hospital. You created a business, so you had the flexibility to be there with that family member. That's what you're doing. That's the difference between you creating this business and working for someone else. You wanted that freedom. And so what happens is you have that freedom because you can stop what you're doing and you can go to the hospital or you can take care of the person or you can watch that funny video when someone interrupts your day, right? Like these are the things that we created our business for. However, when we try to get back into work mode, I don't know about you, but I think I do because I've worked with enough of you, that we can end up feeling guilty for not following through with what we said we were going to do from a business perspective because we took care of the priority that we really wanted to be able to do. And so that throws us off. We start to feel bad. And then we have this lack of progress, which is really hard to get the momentum back. And so we say things like, I'll try again next quarter. I'll try again next year. And this kicks the can down the road and it creates this cycle. And then you feel like even a bigger failure because you didn't follow through and you said you were going to do it and you didn't, and you didn't see the results you wanted, and everything can accumulate and it creates this cycle. And so that's why we have to think about planning differently. Because if we know that it's coming, and we've created a business so that we can take care of the priority, we have to plan differently. And so instead of planning for the ideal situation, remember, we can set ourselves up in an ideal situation to do the planning, but we have to start planning resiliently and understanding what typically happens in our life. Because what happens in my life is going to be different than yours. And so we have to think about what is it that's happening for me that we can start to plan resiliently in our business. And so I want you to think about planning and really being honest with yourself. I want you to be super honest today. I'm not going to ask you to share in the chat. Of course you can. If you want to share in the chat all your thoughts and your goals and everything we go through, please do. But you don't have to, because the biggest piece of the puzzle here is I need you to really, really, really want whatever you decide to declare as your goal today. And not only do I want you to want it really bad, I want you to decide that you will commit to doing it. I was recently at an event and one of my favorite authors, Jen Sincero, said, I wanted to make a lot of money for a long time, but it was only after I decided to make more money that I started to make more money. And there's a big difference, because if we want something and we can really want it, you know, she really wanted to make money. I really want to go to Italy for an entire month. I really, really do. Like that is something I really want to do, but I'm not committed to making that happen right now. Like that's not in the season of life that I'm in. I hope I get to do that one day, but that's not what I'm committed and deciding to work on right now. And so you can want something, but not decide. And I really want you to want and decide something today, because when you decide, you're committed and you'll figure it out and you'll make the progress. But if you haven't really decided that you want something, truly, truly want it for yourself, not because anyone else told you that that's what you should, but really want it, anything and everything will distract you and throw you off your plan. If you're picking something based on someone else's idea, anything can distract you. But otherwise, if you pick it from yourself, you'll be able to get back on track easier. Now, I'm going to give you the system, but I want you to be able to really, really decide for this. So reflect back on what Tracy taught you. And I know not everyone watched this, but she really honed in on what do you want in your life? I focus on business. She focuses on life. And that's why I brought her in, because you got to think about your life first and then ask the question, how can my business support what I want in my life? Because that is the difference. You are not just any entrepreneur. You are the accidental entrepreneur who is committed to building a life and a business that work together. Instead of your life being taken over by business, you want it to be integrated. So we have to think about life first. So I really want you to remember that in your mind. What do you want in your life? And then asking yourself, how can my business help me achieve what I want in my life? Obviously, it's financial, right? Because a business, we want it to make money. We want it to be profitable. So how can your business help you support what you want in your life overall? And so with that, we're going to go into 90-day goals. Now, some of you have learned this process from me before, and some of you, this is going to be the very first time you hear this. And for those of you who it's the first time, I cannot wait to experience the aha moment with you because it's a big one. Hey there, I promised to get you back into the episode really soon, but I wanted to share a special message with you today. So maybe you're feeling like you've let yourself or others down because your business isn't performing like it has before or you think it should be right now. I want you to know that you, my friend, are not alone. So many of my clients are feeling this way as well, but the clients who are still feeling proud of their businesses have two things in common. They've continued to make progress towards their goal and their business is still profitable. So even if they aren't exactly where they wish they were, they are still proud because of these two things. I'm on a mission to help entrepreneurs build a profitable and productive business. And if you're looking to do this, I would absolutely love to support you. You can find all of the available options on my website at amandamckinney.com/work with me. But if you still aren't sure what option is best for you, or you just want to have a conversation, send me an email or a direct message on Instagram with the word support, and we can have a chat and see what will fit your needs the best. Okay, let's get back into the episode. So traditionally, we are taught to set the goal and plot it on the calendar. You've probably learned this system from me in the past, because what I have taught is you set the goal and then you plot it out on the calendar. And that is an important piece, but it's missing something. And we can still use the calendar. Remember, I created one for you, and still use the pretty post-its. Like, we can still do all of that, but we need to do something first. Before we do that, we have to look at our calendar first before we set the goal. Because chances are, we think we have more time than we actually do. So for the purposes of this live training, we are going to look at very specific dates. But I want you to know, without any question, you can do this with any dates. I am going to encourage you to use 90-day goals. So I want you to look at a 90-day time frame and how many days you have within that 90-day time frame. For this live training that we are doing at the end of 2023, I'm looking at the rest of the year. And so we're looking at October 18th, which is today, through December 31st, because I don't want you to wait until next year to be moving forward on your goal. You can do that right now. You can do this with the time left, even though there's holidays and all the things. And I'm going to show you how, but we have to get realistic with your calendar, not just mine, but yours. So the first thing is to identify the beginning and the end dates. Now, again, I just told you what we're going to do for this training, but no matter what, I want you to do this for your calendar whenever you do this process. You can repeat this process time and time again. Identify the beginning and the end dates. Now, for this training, we're doing October 18th through December 31st. That is 74 days. So I told you we're going to focus on a 90-day window, but all of a sudden, we don't have 90 days, we have 74. So we've immediately cut it down because we're on day 18 of October. So we have to be realistic and understand, okay, we went down to 74 days. And just so you know, I will share the slides for all of this. So I'll make sure to get the PDF for you inside when I have this recording ready for you as well. So then this is where things get really interesting, my friend. So what you have to do is really get realistic with your calendar. Now, I'm going to do an example so you can see how this works. I'm going to give you time to look at your calendar. So you don't have to go to your calendar just yet, because I promise I'll give you time. But what you want to do is look at your calendar, cross off weekends, vacation days, anything that's going to stop you from working. Because again, we have to be realistic. So let's look at this. We cross off weekends, which maybe you work on weekends, but maybe you take Monday, Tuesday off, whatever it is, like mark off your weekend. And then let's think about the holiday season. So on the 31st of October, we have Halloween. I don't know what your schedule looks like, but 9 times out of 10, that afternoon is shot for some reason. Whether you work in the corporate world and there's some things happening that afternoon, you have to go get candy, you're dealing with whatever, like there's a lot of things that can happen. So marking off that afternoon is a smart option because most of the time it just kind of gets away from you. Then we look forward, if you're in the United States, and we have Thanksgiving. Now, I don't know all the holidays. I'm just doing an example here, but there's other holidays included. But when we look at Thanksgiving, our Thanksgiving in the United States happens on a Thursday. And so Friday is usually marked off because most people take that off. And then really, if we're being really realistic, the day before Thanksgiving, if you're traveling or if you're cooking, you cannot get any work done that day. And if we're being really, really honest, the day before, the text messages are already starting from the family members coming into town or doing whatever. And we're going to the grocery store 15 times. So that's half a day too. And so I've marked half a day there. Then in December, we're looking forward to other holidays. And again, I know there's other holidays. I just wanted to give an example of just one. And so if you're celebrating Christmas, I marked off the Christmas week, the week in between Christmas and New Year's, because it's kind of a slow week anyway for most businesses. And a few things, like maybe there's some kid stuff, like you've got some recitals that you got to go to for your kids or other people's kids that you want to go see in a Christmas play or whatever. And so you got some half days there too. You see here, we've gone from 74 to 47 and a half. We've immediately marked down how many days we have left to work. Then I want you to check yourself one more time, because chances are you missed something. What about lunch with a friend? What about the thing you said you wanted to do? My example for this is going to be, a lot of people tell me they want to take Friday off. And so let's say you said, I'm going to take Fridays off in the last quarter of the year. And so when you look at your calendar and you mark those Fridays off, and the realistic look at this is, you're not taking this Friday off because you're learning with me. You're not going to take the next week off because you haven't planned for it. So the reality is, you can probably take the 17th of November off and then all the Fridays in December. So now you're down to 43 days. This is the aha moment, my friend. If you don't do this exercise before you set a goal, you're setting yourself up for failure, because you've set a goal for 90 days, but you actually have 43 or whatever it is for you. So I'm going to give you 10 minutes to look at your calendar. I'm going to mute myself. I'll be in the chat answering any questions that come along. But what I want you to do is identify the exact number of days or hours. You can look at hours if that's an easier way for you to work. And really identify the exact number of days or hours you have in the next 90 days. Okay, I'm going to leave this slide up so you can see that. I'm going to mute myself and give you 10 minutes. So we'll be back in 10 minutes, okay? Okay, I'm going to bring us all back. You have about a minute or so, but I wanted to come back in and just get you back in the swing of things. You can definitely continue with this exercise after today, but I want to get through the rest. And so what you have done is really identify the number of days you have, which is very exciting. And so the next thing we're going to do is identify what your 90-day goal is. And so think about your big vision for your life and your current capacity. So the number of days or hours you have in the next 90 days, and asking yourself, what do I want to accomplish in my business? I wanted to share a few examples of what this could possibly look like. So I'll go through these pretty quickly. Again, I'll give you this PDF so you can read them specifically. But what I did is I surveyed my audience before this training. And so I asked everyone, what do you want to do in 2024? And a lot of people had specific things that they wanted to accomplish in 2024. And so if you have that idea of what you want to accomplish next year, I want you to ask yourself, how can you make progress in the next 90 days? And so a few examples could be, you know, if you wanted to sell more in your business or make more money, be profitable, that sort of thing. In 2024, my suggestion to you in the next 90 days of how many days you have, however many days you have, is to create a revenue tracking system and input all of your data from 2023. And this is a very powerful exercise. There's someone I've worked with for about 7 months now, and she has really done some amazing things in her business. And the thing that she came to me when she wanted to start working with me was, she wanted to understand her finances. And she recently told me last week that she has doubled her profit in that amount of time when she looks at last year compared to this year. And so that is a big difference. And it's all about tracking, because if you don't know your numbers, you can't make more, right? Like, because you don't know where you're starting. And so really understanding your numbers could be something that you're looking at. That's something I hear a lot, is being more profitable, making more money, that sort of thing. So really understanding how your finances are working would be how to set yourself up for success in 2024. Or maybe you want to create an online course or a podcast. these types of things, really identifying what you want to do and setting yourself up so that in 2024, you can run with it. So your 90-day goal could be deciding who to learn from, creating the task list and the timeline, and determining a launch date for whatever it is, the podcast, the course, the program, the whatever it is. And then one person told me that they wanted to feel not overworked and overwhelmed. And if that's the case, then what you have to do over the next 90 days is to really understand what's got you feeling that way, because you can't overcome it if you don't know. And so looking at, when does it come up for you? When do you feel overwhelmed? When do you feel overworked? Those are the things you'd want to identify over the next 90 days to determine, do you need a coach? Do you need a therapist? What do you need in order to move through that so that in 2024, you don't feel overwhelmed or overworked, right? And so these are the types of things you want to think about, is like, how can you set yourself up for success now knowing how much time you have? So I'm going to give you 5 minutes to do this. I know this seems really short, but don't overthink it. I made this short for a reason. So what I want you to do is remind yourself of your overall life vision. Ask yourself how your business can support you in that. And what can you realistically accomplish in the next however many days you have, in the next 90 days, to get you closer to that overall mission and overall vision for what you want in your business. So I'll be in the chat if you have any questions. I'm going to give you 5 minutes and I'll mute myself, but enjoy setting your 90-day goal. All right, I'm going to bring us back. You can finish up what you're writing. And I really appreciate that you took some time to think about this. I hope you landed on a great 90-day goal. But again, you can finish this up after our session today, but hopefully you got closer to knowing exactly what you're wanting to do in your business. And the next thing that you have to do when it comes to setting a goal is to really understand the metric that you're going to track. This is something that I have recently discovered that is a critical piece in understanding, you know, how you can continue to make progress with your goal. So over the past, I'd say 6 months to a year, I've really been focusing on understanding who of my clients are making significant progress towards a goal and what's helping them do that. And each time that someone had a very specific metric that they were tracking, they really achieved the goal or exceeded the goal, oftentimes exceeded it early because there was a metric they were tracking and they could see it week by week. So I'm going to teach you that on Friday of like how you're tracking, but really we have to identify the metric. So it comes down to three options. If you find a different option, let me know. Right now, I believe that there are three. One is a percentage. So maybe you want to increase your email list by 25% or increase your revenue by X percent or decrease your time spent on a specific task. It doesn't always have to be increase. It could also be maintain. So you want to maintain a level of revenue or whatever it is. So it doesn't always have to be revenue or a specific numeric value, but put a percentage to it. So you want to do a specific percentage is one. Another is money. So you want to track the amount of revenue you're bringing in. The other is basically the catch-all for everything else. So if you can't put a percentage to it and you can't put a financial number to it, it is time allocated towards a task. That is the option. I haven't found anything else that works. So for example, the person that wanted to work on finances, it was, I want to work 2 hours a day. I can't remember if it was actually 2 hours a day. That's just the example I'm giving. But I want to work X number of hours per day to create this system, to create the revenue tracking system that I will use in 2024. Whatever it is, you want a specific time allocation for your goal. So all you have to do is think about what is the metric that makes sense for your goal. And what I want you to do is to truly identify it. Just like you identified the number of days and hours you have in the next 90 days, I want you to identify it right now. Be very, very clear and write it down. So I'll give you 5 minutes to do that and take a bio break or anything you need, because we're going to go into the next exercise after this. But it's either a percentage, it is something financial, or it is time allocated. So make sure that you're understanding that you're going to be tracking this on a weekly basis. And again, I'm going to teach you how to track all of that on the next call on Friday. And just remember, you've got this. I always like to leave on a positive note. Like, I believe in you. This is really my gift to the world, is like, I believe that whatever you wrote down on any paper today, that dream that you have in your heart of, I want to do this thing in my business, like, it would not be there if you couldn't do it. I believe in that so much. And I believe in that for myself and for you. And so let's tackle it together.